Hey, everybody. Welcome to the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and every day I share 5-Minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. This podcast is about discipleship and spiritual growth. It's my prayer that these short episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. Please subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today on the podcast, we are talking about how to be a strong Christian. The tallest building in the world is the Burj Khalifa in Dubai. It rises more than 2,700 feet, over half a mile tall. It has 160 floors and is twice as tall as the Empire State Building in New York City. It is home to the world's fastest elevator that travels 40 miles per hour. The Burj Khalifa hosts the world's highest outdoor observation deck on its 124th floor and the world's highest swimming pool on its 76th floor. But the secret to the stability of this massive building is found underground. Before construction began to rise up, workers spent a year digging and pouring the massive foundation that supports the building. The foundation contains some 58,900 cubic yards of concrete weighing more than 110,000 tons. The building is safe because the foundation is solid. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus tells the story of two builders. By outward appearances, they are building the exact same kind of house, and they are using the same materials. But there is one critical difference: the foundation. Jesus says one man builds his house on a rock, the other man built his house on the sand. He goes on to say that one day a storm came. The rain came down and the wind beat against both houses. The house built on the solid foundation of rock withstood the storm with no problem. But the house built on the sand did not have a sufficient foundation. And Jesus said the house fell with a great crash. Then Jesus gives us the moral of the story. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 24, he says, "Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock." You see, we are all building a spiritual house. Let me ask you, what foundation are you building on? Are you taking time to build on a solid foundation? The storms of life are sure to come. The rain will fall and the winds of adversity will beat against your spiritual house. Will you endure the storm? Jesus is teaching us how to build a strong spiritual foundation for our lives. He says we must hear his words and do them. It's important to notice that hearing the word of God is not enough. We must obey them. And this is how we build a strong foundation. James echoes these words in James chapter 1, verse 22. "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says." How foolish it would be to know the Word of God and to know how to be a strong Christian and yet fail to take action to put it into practice. I think of those whose lives have fallen apart. Their house fell with a loud crash. They took shortcuts and did not build their lives on a solid spiritual foundation. They didn't make their relationship with God a priority. Now they are picking up the pieces of what is left. They look back with regret, wishing they had taken the time to build their spiritual foundation. Today, you and I can work on our foundation. In fact, we never stop working. We are to keep growing in God's grace. We continue to pursue a closer relationship with God. We go deeper in His Word. We grow in our faith. We use our gifts to serve God. We obey His Word. All of this contributes to a strong foundation for our lives. You know, the foundation of a house is hidden. No one visits your home and compliments the foundation. They compliment what is seen. Yet the beautiful structure would not be there without the foundation. You and I build our spiritual foundation in secret. It is developed through our personal devotional time with God and our private obedience. As we build this foundation, our spiritual lives will be evident to God and others. And may God receive the glory. Here's today's challenge. No one ever regrets building a strong foundation, especially when the storms of life come, and they will come. Jesus says obedience is the key. This is how you become a strong Christian. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. You can learn more about discipleship by visiting 5minutediscipleship.com. If you like this podcast, please tell your friends and family about it. Also, please leave a review of the show. It's not that hard, and I would be so very grateful. You can do so wherever you listen to this podcast. I hope you have a wonderful day, and until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.